Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd on a lovely Friday afternoon, and do we have a huge amount of work to do. I know, I'm not talking about the show itself. Look, there are plenty of fine people that are going to be here to help us out, examine exactly what's going on. Congressman Jody Heise, Congressman Ralph Norman, a dear friend of mine, Joe Moreno, a former federal prosecutor, another great friend of mine, John McGuire, who is a state delegate here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. And amongst the issues we have to discuss with each and every one of them is what you and I are dealing with right now. What the heck is going on? Now, I sit here and I am gazing out the official weather window here in my office, and I'm thinking to myself, what is going on? Did you ever think that you would live in a time like this? Every single day, Todd Starnes takes to the air, these airwaves, right? Live from the Liberty University studios. And says, let's get down to it. Let's expose what's going on. Every single day, you are tuned in. And you are listening to those of us, on some occasions, who are fortunate enough to be sitting in for Todd at the Liberty University studios across America. And you think there's hope. I think there's hope. I know there's hope. In fact, I know there's hope because I happen to be a person of faith. But I am looking at these series of incessant attacks on former President Donald Trump, and I am absolutely nauseated. You don't have to be a fan of Donald Trump. You don't have to be someone who voted for him. Heck, you could get up in the morning and go, you know what? I hate Trump. He could be your worst imaginary enemy. And you still have an obligation as an American to stand up and say, no, this is not what we do in the United States of America. This is not how we treat anyone, let alone the former president of the United States. I'm an ex-cop, right? I spent a couple of years on the job, 1,000 years ago in a galaxy far, far away. And I was a police officer. I was a patrolman. I never became a detective, never rose in rank, did that for a couple of years and said, you know, I'm getting into a radio. Brilliant move that was, right? But that's what I did. But I'm going to tell you something. Even though I have been in this bizarre, goofy broadcasting world for probably 25, 30 years at this point, it's a long time now that I think about it, I still bleed blue. I still slow down when I'm passing a police officer who has somebody pulled over on the side of the road. I still slow down automatically. I don't even think about it. I go into restaurants. I never sit with my back to the door. I always want to know where the entrance is, where the exit is. And I won't sit with my back to the door. Crazy? Maybe, but it's just how I'm wired now. So when I talk about law enforcement, let me tell you something. I come from a place of nothing but support and love and admiration for the heroes who go out every single day and do the job. And so when I look at what happened to President Trump, I'm not looking at the agents who were told they had to go do this. I'm looking at higher up. When Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, weighs in and says, oh yeah, I personally approved this search warrant. You know what that means to me? It means that it went so far up the chain of command that it became, in my opinion, nothing but political. Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI. Make no mistake about it, he had to know that this was going to occur. I see a lot of anger directed towards the 12,000 brick agents, the men and women who are actually FBI special agents out there every single day doing the job. And I'm just here to tell you, don't take your anger out on them. Don't look towards them and go, oh, these are awful people. You want to see what's going on? Let's not take the bottom-up approach to this. Let's take the top-to-bottom approach. Let's remember that Merrick Garland stood in front of all of us and said, oh, I absolutely positively approved the search warrant. Now, he doesn't actually approve it. He approves a request. As Todd has pointed out, it went over to a magistrate judge down in South Florida who, frankly, his most famous claim to fame was representing Jeffrey Epstein at some point. So I don't know that I put that at the top of my resume, but, you know, what do I know? I'm just a talk show host. I'm not a federal magistrate judge. So what were we looking for, my friends? What were we looking for? If the reports are true, 10 to 15 boxes were removed. Okay. What's in them? Well, there's some cocktail napkins. Really? Highly classified cocktail napkins. Okay, I'll put that down here. Golf balls? Really? You know, I'm not a golfer, so I don't really honestly know what could have been part of the golf balls. But the reality is, if you're asking me, I'm thinking, top secret golf balls? Were these the golf balls that Jerry Lewis was working on a couple of decades ago, making flubber? Is that what they are? Like you could hit them with a putter and they would go 400 yards. Okay, so we've got top secret golf balls, classified cocktail napkins. I believe there was a dinner menu as well in there. Oh, and as of today, the latest scuttlebutt is, nuclear weapons. Really? I'm going to have to straighten a few misconceptions out. I'm going to do it in a couple of moments. I promise you right now. Couple of moments. Number one, what is the president allowed to have? What can be declared declassified? I'll give you a little hint. Anything the president says is declassified is declassified. Highest office in the land, correct? President Trump, we're told, said there's a lot of stuff here that the American people need to know about. And so I, like you, am looking at this thinking, you know, this is not directed at President Trump. This is directed at the American people. And Donald Trump made clear from the beginning, right? Hey, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I just happen to be standing in between. You want another little secret? I wasn't a Trump supporter at the beginning. Not even close. Oh, my gosh. I was one of those guys. When Donald Trump came down the escalator, right? Not President Trump, but Donald Trump. Came down the escalator, I thought, well, I've read his books, and I like him, and I think he's a smart guy, and I've watched The Apprentice and all this stuff. And I thought he's very entertaining, and he's very smart, a lot smarter than people ever gave him credit for. But I thought to myself, hey, he's not really going to run for president. What a pain in the rear end that's going to be. Who would want that job? And so I started thinking to myself, well, he's probably got a new season of The Apprentice he's working on. Maybe there's a new book coming out. Maybe there's something to increase the brand. So there's going to be publicity. That's what I thought. And there were plenty of people who said, no, Jeff, he's running for president. I said, nah, not a chance. Who would take that sort of a pay cut? Who would take on all this responsibility? I mean, a lot of us, frankly, look for jobs where there's not a lot of heavy lifting, right? Mostly indoors, Jeff. Well, you could be a police officer where people are every single day trying to kill you, or you can be a talk show host sitting in a very comfortable chair in a climate-controlled setting, and the worst that's going to happen to you is that you might have to walk down the hall to get yourself a cup of coffee. Yeah, tough choice, right? So I didn't believe it. I just didn't believe it at first. Then there's some debates, and I'm thinking, nah, he's not really running for this. Then there's some primaries. And I still said, no, not a chance. And then it became clear. Oh, my God, he is serious. Now I got to really pay attention. Not that I wasn't paying attention before, but now I got to be laser beam focused. And what became clear, not just for me, but for a couple of hundred million Americans, was he was totally serious. And the whole reason that he could run was that he did have a lot of money. He didn't need the job. Everything that I said was true. It was a pay cut. It was more responsibility. It was a pain in the rear end. And yet he said, oh, no, I got to do this. I'm going to do this because it has to be done and somebody honorable has to do it. Well, he's not honorable, Jeff. He's a New York businessman. Well, he is a New York businessman. I don't think that makes him dishonorable. I was thrilled when I saw him stand up and say, you know what? He is the real deal. He is the real deal. And so this is where we are right now. I think, personally, that some of what you are seeing is an effort to make sure that the American people do not see things. That President Trump declassified a whole bunch of stuff that he wanted us to see. And now there are those in D.C. at the highest levels, Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's staff. I don't know that anybody told Joe Biden about this. I mean, look, I got to be honest on this one, right? I don't know that anybody notified Joe Biden. And quite frankly, even if they did, he wouldn't remember 90 seconds later. So it probably doesn't make any difference. But you mean to tell me that the former president of the United States is going to have his house raided and the chief of staff to the current president, Ron Klain, doesn't know? I don't buy that for a second. So we got all of this that we've got to unpack, we've got to discuss, and we will, of course, engage in a little conversation. I want to remind you, you can always jump in, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Make sure that you are going to toddstarns.com, please, toddstarns.com. Read everything that we are covering. Read all of Todd's brilliant, brilliant writing. And also take advantage of some of the cool stuff. Todd's expanding his store. Lots of great stuff that you can purchase. Make sure that you keep Todd close to your heart, if you know what I mean. We will be chatting with John McGuire in a couple of moments. John is a state delegate here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. But he is heading up a big-time support President Trump rally. It's going to happen tomorrow. And I'm telling you, if you are anywhere in the mid-Atlantic, you probably want to come out for this. Absolutely. Remind everybody as well, it's Jeff Katz, usually heard on News Radio WRBA. Here in Central Virginia, we are so honored, so thrilled that Todd is part of our lineup. And I am always happy when Todd reaches out and says, hey, could you cover for a day? Always good fun for me. From the Liberty University Studios, Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starn Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square.
It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. A lovely Friday afternoon. Does anybody know how you would actually launch nukes from Mar-a-Lago? I just don't honestly know. We are live from the Liberty University Studios, and in a couple of moments on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, State Delegate John McGuire out of my personal beloved Commonwealth of Virginia is going to join us. We got to talk about a lot of things, including folks who are pretending to be conservatives, people pretending to be Republicans. And let's not get those two things confused. I know Todd does a great job of having that differentiation, but do you and I need to be aware of it? We've got to be aware of it. In addition to that, my friend John McGuire is going to be having tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, a giant support President Trump rally. You know what? People who hate Donald Trump ought to go to this rally as well. No, not to be hecklers, not to be jerks, but because you either believe in our Constitution or you don't. You either believe in the rule of law or you don't. Now, there are people in America, thank God, who really do believe the right thing. You know that. I mean, you hear about them on an almost daily basis, correct? You hear about people who, well, legitimately care, who legitimately stand with us. My friend Mike Lindell is one of those folks. You know, everybody thinks about my pillows, and the reality is they're great products. I happen to know that because we've had my pillow pillows for, I don't know, decades. Whenever Mike first came out with them. In fact, at this point, I look around the house. We've got a my pillow mattress. We've got the my pillow Giza Dream bed sheets. We've got the towels. We've got slippers. And part of the reason we buy from Mike Lindell is that he's a proud American. He's an unapologetic man of faith, and he's being punished for that, right? To lose retail space. This is a guy that employs thousands of Americans. So here's what I can tell you on a firsthand basis. His products are great, which is probably the only thing anybody should think of when you go into a retail store, right? Okay, hey, are these good products? But now that he's being canceled from retail spaces, you and I need to stand up. And I want to remind you about the towels. I was just talking about the towels, right? You get these towels these days, they're, I don't know, they feel like they're lotion-y. I don't know if it's just me or that's just the way it is. And you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell found all the details, found out all about back in, I guess it was around 2006, how towels had changed the manufacturing process. Kid you not. They had started importing the materials and then adding softeners and other things to the cotton. Made them feel good, but they just didn't work. So, Mike Lindell goes out, he finds the best towel company here in America. They've got this proprietary technology. They create towels. They feel soft. Believe me, they're softer than the other ones. They actually work. They're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, regularly, a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, made with USA cotton, would run you $109.99. And I'm here to tell you, that would be a great price. But right now, it's $39.99. All you've got to do, head on over to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener specials. You get the deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Yep, that includes the towels. You enter promo code STARNS, or you call 1-800-839-8506 for all of the great radio specials. And I'm telling you, there's all sorts of great stuff over there. And you and I have the opportunity then to stand up and say, okay, we're going to stand with Mike Lindell. We're going to stand with people who love our country. I don't want anybody to apologize for loving America. Now, you know what's weird? I don't even want you to apologize for hating America. See, because I will disagree with you, and I will disagree with you passionately and vociferously. But I will defend your right to speak freely, because I actually do believe in the Constitution, and I do believe in these God-given rights that you and I have, which are simply enumerated in the Constitution. Now, you tell me why Donald Trump isn't entitled to the same sort of respect. As you know, because you've heard the story, back in June, that's not that long ago, 60 days ago, the federal government was saying, hey, listen, it would appear as if there might be some classified material that made its way to Mar-a-Lago. And the implication was that Donald Trump like filled up the moving boxes themselves and carried them down to the basement of Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it's ridiculous. So what happened? So they reach out to the Trump folks. Trump folks say, hey, come on over. We'll give you all that you're supposed to have. No worries at all. President Trump apparently even poked his head in to say hello. Well, we'll talk about how you and I can support President Trump. Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Todd Starnes Show, live from the Liberty University Studios. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. How can a former president of the United States be treated in the way that Donald Trump is being treated? Right? That's the question I think we all have to ask. In fact, has there ever been a president treated in this way? I look at the documents, right? That's what we're being told now. Hey, it's all documents. Okay. 30,000 plus emails acid washed because they all related to wedding plans and yoga. Oh, yeah, that's fine. No worries. It's okay. She wasn't even the president, right? Well, don't worry about it. Barack Obama leaves with millions of pages, we're told, of documentation. No worries. And in fact, you remember what we were told at the time when it all started coming about? Everybody was telling us, well, you know, the president is the one who declassifies material. Now, what's really odd about this, I didn't know that. I'd like to think I'm fairly well informed, but I didn't know that. And I can remember as it was being reported, sort of, kind of, and I am making those annoying air quotes when I say reported, because believe me, it wasn't covered extensively. But there were some minor reports that, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's actually the president. The president can look at a piece of paper and go, oh, it's now declassified because I said so. Okay. So it's dinner menu, it's cocktail napkins, it's golf balls, oh, and nuclear weaponry information. Seems like an odd thing to put together, but all right. How do you launch nuclear weapons from Mar-a-Lago would be one of my questions, and I'm very serious about that. What does this have to do with anything? Well, here's what it has to do with. It has to do with what President Trump said a long time ago. Made very clear, hey, they're not after me. They're after you. I just happen to be standing in the way. I believe that. I believe that completely. And I look at those who claim to be Republicans as an example. But in fact, are just doing whatever helps them to go along. People are talking about Liz Cheney, right? She's part of the cast on this January 6th miniseries. And she's about to lose her Republican primary in Wyoming. The latest poll I saw had Ms. Hagerman up by 56 points. You think Liz Cheney cares? I don't think she does. Because her personal wealth has increased 600%. I guarantee as soon as she loses, she winds up on CNN. But there are a lot of people, I think, hiding in the Republican Party, pretending to be something else. And I'm seeing that across the country. I'm also seeing people who need to stand up and say, I support former President Trump, even if I didn't vote for him, even if I don't like him. Either you believe in the rule of law or you don't. John McGuire is a member of our Virginia House of Delegates. Great, great guy. Navy SEAL, local business guy. And I wanted to bring him on for a couple of reasons, quite frankly. Number one is a big support President Trump event that John is organizing. And I just wanted him to share some details, and I'm happy to say that he's joining us. John, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. You know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the pleasure is mine. Let's talk about your support for former President Trump and this event that you are throwing, and you're inviting everybody to come to it.
Yes, you know, if you're sick and tired of government overreach, I hope you'll come out tomorrow. You know, he's going to go down in history as having done more in 4 years for the American people than any president ever did in 8 years. And it's kind of funny but true, but in the Virginia House of Delegates in 2019, I had a Republican tell me, I better not put a Trump flag on my truck or I'll lose, because he was afraid. So I put two Trump flags on my truck, and I drove around for 6 months, and I had the second biggest win in Virginia. So I'm a big Trump supporter, and they've treated him worse than any president ever. And you mentioned earlier the double standard. There's two systems. There's the Democrat law and the Republican law. You talk about the 33,000 emails. You talk about the laptop and everything else that they're just covering up. And then they're going to go down there and raid his, you know, exactly what it is. It's a raid. So we're going to protest that. We're going to support Trump. And it'll be tomorrow, Saturday, 13 August, 1 to 3 p.m. It'll be at the Food Lion in Mannequin Sabot, which is Goochland County, Virginia. We live right down the road. But it'll be 30 Broad Street Road, and we're telling people to wear your Trump gear, bring your Trump flags, bring your American flags. We'll have some special guest speakers there and everybody else.
Yeah. You know, John, I'm looking at it. Of course, for me, it is quite literally down the road. But, of course, here on the Todd Starnes Show, we have listeners all over America, coast to coast, border to border. So there are folks listening in Washington State and California and down in Florida and everywhere in between. So they may not be able to make it to our neck of the woods, but they can do this locally, right? If you can set it up here in Virginia, I've got to think there are people like you, state representatives, local officials, just concerned Americans who can stand up across America and say, yeah, we're not going to put up with this.
We have to tell them no. We have to push back. And I think Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. And when the government fears the people, there's liberty. It's our constitutional right. We need to stand up. I'm asking everyone to put their Trump signs, their Trump flags back up in their yard.
Yep.
And let them know that we're not backing down.
You know, I think that's a great idea, John. Now, think about that. People had Trump campaign signs from the last presidential election. You're right. They ought to put them back in the yard and let people know we're standing with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like what you said earlier, that quote he had, he said, in reality, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way.
Yes.
And he's sacrificed, he's continued to fight. And, the Republicans, you know, we have a reputation of fighting like teddy bears, and the Democrats have a reputation of fighting like grizzly bears.
Yep.
And my nickname, the General Assembly, is Pitbull, and, you know, I'm not afraid. And on the other side of fear is freedom.
That's
and
right.
So I would ask the American people is don't let them silence you. Don't let them cancel you. Get your flags up there and have your voice heard.
You know, John, I want to remind everybody, you serve this nation as a Navy SEAL. You're a fantastic local businessman. You're just a great guy. You're a great American. Just honestly, if anybody in Washington, D.C. thought that somebody possessed classified information on nuclear weapons, would you wait 18 months to go and get them?
Right. And why would they do it about 90, 92 days before the midterms? This is a Hail Mary attempt. It's a political, they've weaponized the government, it's a political attack because they know he's going to be the front runner for president.
Yep.
And they want to impact the midterms. And yes. So they really have weaponized our country, our government. I mean, why do you think they want 87,000 IRS agents? And then they have this comment. What was the comment? That you need to be willing and able to use lethal force, something like that.
Yeah.
It said you have to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. They want to defund our police, have open borders, fentanyl coming across our border in unbelievable amounts. The number one cause of death for Americans age 18 to 45 right now is fentanyl. All these things they're doing, and they want to focus on coming after the average American with 87,000 IRS agents.
Yeah.
Like I said, when the people fear the government, we have tyranny. And I'm asking everybody, we can make a statement. Our response should be at the ballot box.
That's
so
right.
I would say every day at the gas station, everywhere else, make sure you, your family members, friends vote. And since we have election season now, mm-hmm. instead of election day, we've got 45 days to make sure our people vote and our voices are heard.
Hey, John, I want to ask you to talk about something, and I don't want to get too inside baseball. And again, you know, we're here. We're very, very blessed today to be on this national stage. But you are, if I am looking at my tea leaves right, and I know where I stand, I'd love for you to be my state senator. I just think the world of you. You are going to be in a primary, but I mentioned Liz Cheney. I mentioned Adam Kinzinger, some of these other folks up in D.C. who say, oh, we're really good Republicans, but man, they're doing all the bidding of the Democrats. Now, you've got sort of a similar situation on a local basis, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think about the term wolves in sheep's clothing, and you've heard of rhinos. There's a guy that I'm running against. He's a supervisor in Louisa County, and there's a letter floating out there from a highly decorated Vietnam veteran who also served in this, Senator Dick Black, and he's done some research, and some other people have done some research, and they found out that my opponent ran for Republican in the West Virginia House of Delegates in 1982, and then he betrayed the Republican Party at a time when the Democrats were pushing the socialist pro-abortion agenda. He left the Republican Party and joined that group, and he ran as a Democrat in 82 with Walter Mondale and that crowd. And then he ran as a Democrat in 84, and then he moved to Virginia into this district where I'm running to be the state senate, and ran against one of the most conservative members of the House of Delegates, Frank Hargrove in Hanover County, who's a very beloved member of the House of Delegates, and against Governor Allen, who was on the ballot, and he basically was on the ballot with Clinton. So he supported the Clinton. And you know, never seen the guy mention the word Trump, support Trump, anything else.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be against me, but I'll tell you what, he's getting money. And so we've got to figure that out, because people don't know that there are people that voted for him as a member of the supervisors. And they're like, they had no idea he ever voted Democrat. They definitely had no idea that he ever ran as a Democrat. But the way this came out is somebody at a tea party last week said, hey, have you always voted a Republican? And he looked shaken up and got angry. And he said, well, obviously, you know the answer, or you wouldn't be asking the question. And so he said he voted Democrat. But the word is not out, except maybe right now, that he actually ran four times for the House of Delegates. First as a Republican, three times as a Democrat, and now he wants to take out a Navy SEAL with one of the highest conservative records in the state of Virginia every year.
It's so crazy.
Hopefully the audience will consider supporting the Frogman.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know what we want to do? We want to un-California Virginia.
Exactly.
Stop the wokeness, and it starts with election integrity.
It sure does. Hey, John, I'm just about out of time, but a couple of things real fast here for folks who are in the Mid-Atlantic, right? We've got people who are listening right now in North Carolina, in Georgia. They could make a day trip, come to Central Virginia for the Support Trump effort. And if they just want to learn more about you, read more about you, and maybe stand up and say, yeah, I'm with the Frogman, I'm with the Navy SEAL, what's the best way for them to do that?
So the best thing is my website. It's mcguireforvirginia.com. That's mcguirefor, and then Virginia spelled out .com. mcguireforvirginia.com.
I love it. John, thank you for being here, my friend. Have a blessed weekend. That is my friend John McGuire. He is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, and he's got two big things that I think resonate with all of us. Number one, he is standing up and defending President Trump. Saturday, the 13th of August in Central Virginia, he's organizing a very large support President Trump rally. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to send a note to Todd just to remind him. On Monday, I'll be happy to give him an update how that went. Number two, he's running against somebody locally, and it is hyper-local, I know, but he's running against somebody who claims to be a Republican but spent years and years as a Democrat. This is no different than the Liz Cheneys, the Adam Kinzigers. Those people are not Republicans. You want to talk about rhinos? My gosh. They could walk to a zoo somewhere and somebody might say, I'm sorry, somehow you got out of the cage. The rhinos are all over there. Make sure you're reading ToddStarnes.com every single solitary day. ToddStarnes.com. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd today. It is the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. A lovely Friday afternoon. Joining you from Central Virginia, my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, News Radio WRVA. And I'll remind you, home to Todd Starnes. We're so happy to have Todd as part of our lineup. He's just, for my money, one of the best out there, whether it's broadcasting or writing or just this insightful observation. Really, nobody better than Todd. That's why I urge you every single day, go to toddstarnes.com. It's a good opportunity, by the way, as you listen to Todd live from the Liberty University studios, to check out the website, toddstarnes.com, where you'll find everything about everything. Everything we're talking about today, everything that Todd talks about, updated all the time. toddstarnes.com. Now, we're going to head through the afternoon, and gang, I got to tell you something. I wish I could sit here and say, most important thing in my life, one episode left of Better Call Saul. My money, best television show in history. Really is. I'm so happy that I'm watching it and so miserable that it's coming to an end. I'd love to spend a couple of hours just sort of shooting the breeze on that. But I can't do that. I'd love to tell you that the weather here in Virginia is beautiful today. And it is. Right? It's like 80 degrees. Not even 80 degrees. Now, some places going, 80 degrees, that's hot. Not here, it's not. Because we've been up 100 degree mark the last couple of days. Humidity like, I don't know, 8,000%. I mean, people literally just turning into buckets of water when they step outside. So I'm having a great day. But I can't really spend a lot of time about this. Because I'm thinking, I love my country. I really do. I love this country. I'm sitting and I'm surrounded by American flags, some of them slightly more meaningful than others. I have one displayed on the wall. All right, it's an American flag. Flew over the United States Capitol in honor of me, right? I'm, you know, talk about standards, but thank God it was a member of Congress, Rob Whitman, who did that for me. I'll be eternally grateful. I'm looking at another American flag folded in a triangle. That one's a little more meaningful. It's the flag that covered my dad's casket. My dad gave everything in an effort to give me and my kids and your kids a better country. Sacrificed. I'm going to talk about sacrifice. My dad considered himself lucky when he left his service as a military policeman. And he left that service blind in one eye and with not a tooth in his head. And I can remember as a little kid, he was honored at the Chapel of the Four Chaplains in Philadelphia. And I remember hearing these stories about him. I had never heard them before. Nobody had told these stories, least of all him. I remembered saying to him, how come you never told me any of these things? He said, well, because there's just some things you do. There are things you do because they're the right things to do. You're not doing them for trophies. You're not doing them for certificates. You're not doing them for anybody to pat you in the back or give you a round of applause. You're doing them because they're the right things to do, Jeff. Remember that. That's the last time he and I ever spoke about any of these things that he did. Now, I have displayed in my office all sorts of memorabilia related to his life, related to his sacrifice. I have a certificate of commendation from the President of the United States. And I'm not going to go into details. It was a long time ago that it was issued. And it was issued to my father. You know, my father never displayed it. Never once. I've got it up on my wall, though, I'll tell you that. We've got a country to save, my friends. We're seeing some terrible, terrible action right about now. And you and I are being called upon. Make sure you're checking out ToddStarnes.com. If you don't mind, TheJeffKatzShow.com as well. Jeff Katz in for my dear friend Todd. You are listening to The Todd Starnes Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the Liberty University studio, it is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. You and I are looking at, I would dare say, unprecedented events unfolding in front of our very eyes. You've spent a couple of moments with me. I bleed blue, and I tell you that right up front. I'm an ex-cop, and I always find myself saying, okay, everybody's going to beat up on law enforcement. I know it's just part of the job. I want to be there. I want to stand up. I want to defend the heroes who go out every single day and do the job. The FBI, despite what you may think, has 12,000 actual agents. Now, the 36,000 people who work for the Bureau overall, those support personnel, intelligence analysts, administrative people, but the 12,000 brick agents who go out every single solitary day and do an amazing job. So I don't want to see or hear or experience those men and women being attacked. I look at what happened at Mar-a-Lago the other night, though, and I'm troubled. There's no other way to say it. I'm troubled. To have the Attorney General of the United States stand up finally a couple of days after this happens and says, oh, yeah, you know, I was all in on this. I'm the one who said we should go and get a search warrant. And President Trump had stuff we needed, right? I mean, that's the implication. Okay, well, what was it? How could there be an interaction between the federal government and the Trump legal team 60 days ago, back in June, where there were federal folks came to Mar-a-Lago and said, we're looking for blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay. They left at that time, I believe, with 10 boxes or 15 boxes of information, papers, materials. The report was that President Trump actually was at Mar-a-Lago at that point and came by the meeting to say hello and shake hands and all the rest of that stuff. How could it change so quickly to this very, very adversarial situation? And by the way, the latest information we're getting all related to nuclear weapons. That's what we're hearing today. How do you launch nuclear weapons from Mar-a-Lago? And unless I've misunderstood this, and it's quite possible I have, but I don't think so, it is the President of the United States who ultimately has the power to declare what is classified and what has been declassified. President Trump has said he declassified all this stuff because he wanted the American people to experience what was in there. Well, I want to get into some of the legalities of this. The smartest lawyer on God's green earth is how I always describe Joe Moreno. He is a brilliant, brilliant practitioner of the dark arts, you know, law. He is somebody who has served this nation in the United States Army. He has served as counsel to the FBI. He was a federal prosecutor. And just a brilliant and devoted family man as well. And I'm always happy when he can make a few moments for us. Counselor, thank you so much for being here.
And it's such a pleasure to join you.
So, Joe, let me start with the biggest of all questions. You are a proud, passionate American. We know that. I hope I've established that. You are a brilliant attorney. And you're a student of history. Have you ever seen something like what we just saw unfold at Mar-a-Lago?
No. Briefly speaking, no, Jeff. This is okay. This is uncharted. This is unprecedented. And honestly, the more time that goes by, it seems like it's kind of a mess. I mean, that press conference by the Attorney General yesterday, you can see that was hastily pulled together. He was late. It was quick. He wouldn't take questions. He didn't want to be there. This is kind of not going in the direction the department had wanted, I feel like, and now it's sort of cleanup time. And the whole thing seems like really poorly thought out and executed. Like, what do they think was going to happen? Do they really think they could do something like this and people are not going to stand up and say, wait a minute, we want more transparency than that? Like, you know, this is kind of absurd. We know there's a long history of people not being harassed for things like having classified documents, particularly ex-presidents. Mm-hmm. And yet now you choose to come down on former President Trump like this in a spectacular way. Yeah. So people are right to be scratching their heads saying, you know, this isn't sitting right.
So do you mind taking us through the process? You were a federal prosecutor, assistant U.S. attorney, if I remember correctly. So you can't just wake up in the morning and go, hey, we're just going to kick that door in, or we're going to knock on that door. We're going in. We're snatching a bunch of stuff. What would the actual process be to secure a search warrant? What would prompt a magistrate judge to say, yeah, that looks good to me. Go after it, guys.
Well, so, Jeff, it all comes down to the affidavit process that an FBI agent has to sit down and draft an affidavit, and these can be 20, 50, 100 pages, and it's part of the warrant application. And you have to say that there's probable cause to show that there's evidence of criminal wrongdoing, that evidence is located in a particular place, and that the warrant is needed because there's some exigent circumstance, right? Because either the evidence would be destroyed or moved, and you couldn't get it any other way. Right. And so you draft this affidavit. You have all kinds of information in there about how you know this and you know what you expect to find and what your legal theory is. And then you present that to a magistrate, and you ask that person to bless it, saying there's probable cause to move forward. And so that's basically what happened, apparently.
Okay. All right. So the assistant U.S. attorney and the FBI agents together go before the magistrate judge?
Correct. The FBI agent is the sort of fact witness behind the affidavit, but they're certainly assisted by lawyers of the Justice Department. So okay. They'll pretty it up. They'll make sure that, you know, it meets certain criteria. It'll mm-hmm. go up to certain levels, particularly in a case so, you know, charged like this. This went all the way up, right, to the attorney
right.
general level
right.
For blessing. And so, you know, the process was followed. I have no doubt. I mean, I'm not one to think that anyone would be stupid enough to present a completely invalid case. I don't
right.
think it happens like that.
Right.
I do think, though, that people are rightly distrustful when the application of that justice seems unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people with a straight face can say, look, we got this evidence, we went to a judge, we showed probable cause, we executed the search, all with a straight face. They can say, we did everything right.
Yeah.
And the White House can say, we didn't know anything about this. This was all the Justice Department, right? Whether that's true or not.
Okay.
That's not the problem, though. The problem is
right.
when you have years of the Justice Department seemingly used one way against certain people and
yes.
not against other people, that is what I think is bothering so many folks right now. It's like, look, if this was uniformly applied, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems more and more like it's not.
So, all right, back to the process. Joe Moreno joining us, an absolutely brilliant attorney, somebody who knows the law inside and out, served as a federal prosecutor. You know the system far better than the vast majority of us, Joe. When the attorney general, and I agree with you, that press conference, man, there was not enough pancake makeup in D.C. to take away the fact that Merrick Garland just looked pretty doggone pale, and he really didn't want to be there. I mean, that was my takeaway. With the volume off, that's what my takeaway would have been as
mm-hmm.
well. He just did not look happy to be there. He says, okay, well, we want the warrant and the property receipt to be unsealed. President Trump has said the same thing. So now what happens?
Well, I mean, President Trump could always release it himself, or
okay.
the court could do it, provided that President Trump does not object. So we could see it from one way or the other, right? You know, right?
Yeah.
The problem is, though, remember, it's not going to have that affidavit. So people might be a little disappointed in what they get. I know this is a big sort of a news story right now, but like, it's going to be a warrant with a couple of attachments. It will describe what the FBI was looking for, so it'll probably say something like documents with certain kinds of classification markings, and they're located in this room off the main building or in a safe or something like that. And then there'll be an inventory, a return, listing mm-hmm. what the FBI actually took. But again, it's going to say probably boxes of documents. So it might be a bit of a letdown in terms of like how transparent this really is, because it's not going to give us the goods. It's not going to give us what the government's legal theory is, how they got to think these documents were in where they were, right? What's the, right. Is there a source? Is there some some way they're getting this information? We're not going to know any of that.
Wow. Okay, so it's like the punch card you get when you're moving. 16 boxes contains household goods. Hopefully we didn't break any of them, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay. It is so disturbing, Joe. And I got to tell you, man, I didn't start as a supporter of Donald Trump. I've told everybody that. I was really late to the game. But I would think that every one of us who's a proud American should stand up and be really disturbed by this. You don't have to be a Trump supporter. I think the most vociferous Trump detractors, if they had any degree of consistency, would stand up and say, yeah, this is just not what we do.
Well, when you veer into concerns about an overly powerful, even abusive government, then yes, everyone should be concerned about that. It shouldn't matter if you're, liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat. That should worry us, right? Because that's not the kind of country you want to live in.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, Joe, listen, number one, I appreciate you making some time for us. I always love picking your brain a little bit, getting the insight. I mean it sincerely when I tell you I'm grateful for that. I value your analysis of this, and it may take a while, but please, hugs and kisses for that entire beautiful family of yours, all right?
Jeff, brother, always happy to do it and grateful to be on.
Thank you, sir. That is Joe Moreno. Joe is truly one of the smartest attorneys I know. I'm going to go one further. No, he is the smartest attorney I know. I know a lot of attorneys, too. He's a brilliant guy. So there you have it. So even if all of this is released, it's essentially going to be like you get when you move. 16 boxes or 10 boxes, blah, 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 papers and assorted items. And there's not going to be the actual affidavit. So that is thoroughly disappointing, is it not? I just think the whole thing smells. I really do. I think it stinks to high heaven. And I cannot believe for a second that the White House was not involved. I just don't buy it. I'm so happy to be sitting in for Todd. I'll remind you, you got to check out toddstarns.com. Check it out 10, 12, 15 times a day. There are always updates there, all sorts of information. Get yourself copies of Todd's books if you don't have them already. And take a look at everything in that store, because there's really, really beautiful, beautiful stuff. You're always invited to jump in as well. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. Are you going to stand with President Trump? I hope you will, because I just think that the future of this nation really is at stake, even if you don't support him politically. Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show. It is the Todd Starnes Show, live from the Liberty University Studios. Quick thank you once again to my friend Joe Moreno, who is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Brilliant insight, right? Legally speaking. He's a good guy as well, but the legal acumen that he brings to the discussion is incredible. And you and I, as Americans, we had better be concerned. If there are folks who feel comfortable conducting themselves in this way towards the former president of the United States, then make no mistake, there's not a single solitary one of us who's safe. The Inflation Reduction Act. God, that sounds good, doesn't it? We're going to bring down inflation. You know, the best way to bring down inflation is to vote out every one of the pinheads who helped Slow-Mo Joe impose inflation, create inflation. This is Bidenflation. Don't make any mistakes about that. That's what it is. Well, you know, Jeff, inflation is down. It's down to 8.5%. Oh, fantastic! Because the month before it was 9.1%. Oh, it's just great. 4 in 10 Americans, 40% of us, 40% of us are now saying, you know, I just can't shop the same way. They're cutting back on groceries. Let that sink in for a second. I'm not talking about people saying, oh, I have canceled my trip to the south of France. Well, that's on you, because you're going to the south of France. That's mistake number one. You know, Jeff, I'm not going to be able to get the new Bentley. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Kerry. Let me find a tissue here so I might weep for you. No, these are people like us. You know how this is playing out? Moms and dads who are getting ready to send kids back to school. Most of us will see that right around Labor Day. Some places I know have already started, but here's how this is playing out. You're making lunch for your son or your daughter. Now, I happen to love that. That is truly, it is truly one of the highlights of being a dad. And frankly, having the bizarre job that I do, that I have been able throughout the years to be there in the morning and make lunches for my kids as they go to school. So here's how this plays out. Dads like me, moms like you, are going to be standing there in the morning and saying, I got to make little Johnny a sandwich. Well, it's normally three pieces of lunch meat and one slice of cheese. We got to cut back. It's going to be one piece of lunch meat and one slice of cheese. Oh, Johnny won't notice. Well, perhaps he won't. Perhaps he will. Maybe he just doesn't have the energy necessary for the second part of the day after lunch after that sandwich. Dads like me and moms like you standing up, standing at the kitchen counter, got two slices of bread, got a jar of peanut butter, jar of jelly. Ordinarily, it'd be four smears of peanut butter and one of the jelly. Depending on who I was making it for, sometimes there was an extra scoop of jelly. But now there's not going to be an extra scoop. There's not going to be four spreads of peanut butter. There's going to be two. And it may not seem like the biggest thing in the world, but this is impacting every single one of us. Going to the grocery store, looking at the prices, again, not on filet mignon, not on caviar. We're looking at ground beef and chicken, for goodness sakes, right? What we who are the real people eat. And you're going, we just can't afford it. Did you ever think you'd live in a time when anybody anywhere in America would say, I don't think we can afford ground beef this week? That's what's happening. And that is Joe Biden. And that's every one of these loony leftists in the House and the Senate. You got to vote them all out. We'll talk about standing up for the president and standing up for our country. Please check out ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. And I, as always, thank you for joining me, Jeff Katz. So thrilled to be sitting in for my buddy Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show. Starting show, Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd as we broadcast from the Liberty University studios. Will there be rallies across America? Well, we're going to talk about that in a couple of moments. We do have to discuss that. Are people going to stand up and say we're just not happy with the way former President Trump is being treated? Because if former President Trump can be treated this way, then make no mistake, Any of us could be subject to some of this overreach, if we want to say it politely. How many of us going to the grocery store, you're walking into your local Food Lion or Kroger or Harris Teeter, and you're going, oh my gosh, I can't afford that. 4 in 10 Americans now say they have to cut back on the grocery shopping. And it's going to get worse with the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Yes, it is crazy. You're absolutely right. It is insane. There are some people who are standing up and fighting back. And I'm so happy that there's a very, very familiar name to me. For many years ago, I was actually a WBT in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I got news for you. Even though my family and I eventually settled in South Charlotte, we kept looking over the state line. We did. We kept looking at York County going, you know, yeah, maybe. And somebody who is a proud American who is now serving and has been serving as the congressman from that area, the 5th District of South Carolina, is Ralph Norman. And I'm so happy he's joining us. Congressman, welcome.
Well, so happy to be with you, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Let's let's dive into the cost of living, my friend. You got friends and neighbors, I'm sure, in Rock Hill and Fort Mill who are going into the local grocery store going, yeah, we can't afford that anymore. This is going to get worse, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I wish I could say it, where it's not so, but it is. I mean, this administration is intent on destroying this country. There's a hatred for America, and that's all you can say it is. You don't make this many mistakes with inflation, the border crisis, the crisis in our cities, the inflation at a 40-year high. You just don't make those kind of mistakes. It's intentional. And, yeah, the worst is yet to come. It's going to be hard walking this back, unfortunately.
Wow. Joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina. So we talk about intentional. Let's try and figure out why. Because I sit here, Congressman, I'm thinking, well, that doesn't make any sense. Come on. I mean, why would anybody want to tank the economy? But they are doing it. So what is the motivation on their part?
Two things. One, most of them, and again, everybody asked me, why can't you cross the line? Why can't it be like the Tip O'Neill days or Ronald Reagan days? Mm-hmm. It's just changed. And it's changed because people have put their candidates up to do their bidding for your tax dollars and my tax dollars. Right. So they're pretty well locked into doing whatever they're told to do. Secondly, there is a resentment against anybody that has, made money. There's a resentment against America because they buy into the philosophy taught by, CRT and all the socialist doctrines that America was built on the backs of the working man. Mm-hmm. And it's the businesses, the private entities, that hardworking Americans that made this country what it is, free enterprise, capitalism.
That's right.
And they just resent it because it's never been in the private sector. When I first got to Congress, and when Mick Mulvaney took the OMB job in 17, I looked around after the first couple of votes. I said, how many of these people would I hire to work with me in my construction firm? And maybe, and get this, to do anything, a tenth of 1%. You got 435 members, 535 with the Senate, and they, you just couldn't. They've never had to work. They've never known what it's like not to have a paycheck. They've always gotten a check from the government. And I guess the third third leg of the stool would be they enjoy the power.
Mm. That is a fundamental difference, isn't it, Ralph? That they not only enjoy the power, I mean, they love the fact they can wield the power. And somebody like you says, listen, I've got a business. I'm taking care of my family. I'm trying to provide jobs. I'm going to be a citizen legislator. I'll take some time out of my day to help out the community, but everybody else has to step up. You, quite frankly, and I don't know that you want to share it, but I'll say it, a guy like you realistically takes a pay cut when he goes to Congress, and some of these other folks get a massive pay increase.
That's the difference. I mean, yes, I did very well. I took a tremendous cut, not to mention the time. Yes. But, the good news is, there are a lot of us who love our country. We want people to be able, our young people to be able to exercise, their God-given talent and do what they were born to do. Mm-hmm. And this group, this cabal in there now, they just don't believe that. They want to tell you what to do. They literally think government can do it better. And they've never known anything else. But it ought to be some kind of requirement that you have to serve in the private sector. Yeah. And made money and lost money. And, over in Israel, which we went, after high school, it was a requirement that you go into the military. That's a good thing. But it ought to be a requirement in D.C., or any elected office. You go out there and see how you do in the real world and see how that works out.
Yeah. Well, I often refer to it as the dreaded private sector, because for many of these folks, it seems to be, that's the last resort once they've run out of government posts. Congressman Ralph Norman joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which, unless I'm reading it wrong, is simply a slightly scaled down version of that Build Back Better nonsense, passes the Senate. And now is it in your hands in the House?
It's in the house. We vote on it a little after two. Yeah, and it's, and I will give a compliment to the Democrats. They name bills that appeal on the surface to any American. But if this is an Inflation Reduction Act, then you can make the statement, we don't believe in gravity. Try jumping off a bill and see how that works out. But no, this is a spendthrift bill that is raiding. My best description, I told a newscast earlier, this is raiding the currency of America, and is taking every dollar that we don't have and putting it on the backs for our children to pay off if we can. And it's a total atrocity. And they're, you know, take any part of it. Take the 85,000 IRS agents. The Clemson football stadium holds 83,000 as a comparison. It's not big enough to hold all the agents, IRS agents. They're going to force Americans to basically hire lawyers, grovel at their feet, and pay up. Now, whether it's legitimate or not, they're going to make you do that. But it's so many other things that are unbelievable.
Yeah. And this, I mean, I hate to say it. You say you're going to be voting in a few moments. It'll pass, right? The Democrats are all in lockstep on this one?
You know, yes. One thing Pelosi does, she knows how to crack knees. She knows how to get the votes. She wouldn't be bringing it to the floor if it didn't have the 218 votes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's got the votes. And, you know, that's the way she rolls. And she's intent on keeping the power. And the good news for us is you combine what they're doing with this bill with what they did to Donald Trump. Right. And it's a Christmas present for us. American people are tired of it.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I'd like to think that it is. I'd like to think that Americans who have been just trying to live our lives, right? We're coming out of this COVID nonsense, and people lost businesses, and people are trying to make up for this and just really get back to living their lives are now looking at this after maybe taking a slight break from following politics as closely as some people do, and are looking at this. You're hopeful then that Americans are looking at this and saying, yeah, we got to kick these folks out of office.
Yeah, and you know, all the polls show that. Look at who's winning races. It's the Trump-backed people. Look at Liz Cheney's going to get beat. Jamie Hillary Butler got beat. You're going to have people who have not been true conservatives. And, you know, what greater time? We can't have milquetoast politicians.
That's right.
We've got to have people who will put the American people first, and we've got to have people who will take the consequences regardless of what the votes are, regardless of how the groups that come to you and say you've got to do this for this reason or that reason, which is crony capitalism, which we've got to get this country back on track. We've got to get our military back on a solid footing with priorities and so many things. And this this administration just isn't going to do that.
No doubt about it. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here, sir. It's good to hear your voice. I know you'll be a solid no vote on this. Sadly, it's not necessarily going to make a difference, but hopefully helps to wake up all sorts of Americans for the midterm elections.
Well, appreciate it. And you're always welcome to York County.
I know I am. I love Fort Mill, one of my favorite places. That is Ralph Norman. He is a congressman from the 5th District of South Carolina, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, TKK. I mean, just some really great, great, great places. Now, I want to remind everybody who's joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and I love talking about Patriot Mobile. I really do. How many times do you and I talk about the idea that we have to support people who support us? I mean, it is now more important than ever to support the companies, to support the organizations that share our values. And make no mistake, Patriot Mobile is that company. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they not only share our beliefs, they actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for the causes you and I care about. Do you have the option to switch? You bet you do. You switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation. You're going to get a free gift as well. Patriot Mobile has the broadcast nationwide coverage, the broadest nationwide coverage, uses the same towers that the other carriers do. And you know what? They've got plans that are going to fit any budget. They've also got even better discounts. Think of this. For our veterans, for our first responders, for our heroes. And if you're a multi-line user, yeah, they're going to make it even better for you. Is it easy? The answer is yes. Switching to Patriot Mobile is super easy. All you do is you go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can actually call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. You're going to get your special discount. You're going to get free premier activation by using promo code Todd. Again, you need more details, simply visit patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Will there be people standing up in defense of President Trump? We're going to talk about that in a moment. I want to invite you, of course, to be part of this. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. If you want to shoot me something on social media, I should have mentioned this, right? If you're on Getter, you're already watching Todd. He's got a billion people watching him and following him. I have slightly less. But look for The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. Give me a follow on Getter, The Jeff Katz Show. You can send me a note over there. You want to catch up on Facebook, look for The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. And if you want to send me an email, you visit my website, thejeffkatzshow.com, and there's a button there. You click to send an email, thejeffkatzshow.com. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show. From the Liberty University Studios, it is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. Will you be standing with former President Trump? Will we take a stand? Are you ready to see your taxes go up even higher? It's not just the taxes, the fact that you're losing buying power. That's the problem. Patty is checking in. She's listening on WSIC. And as a confirmed radio nerd and as a former resident of Charlotte, North Carolina, I actually know that SIC stands for Statesville-Iredell County, just north of Charlotte. Patty, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm fine, man.
Oh, listen, I never talked to you. I talk to Todd all the time, and I love Grace. And let me tell you something. I know why Merrick Garland is doing this. Merrick Garland has a gripe because he didn't get picked for the Supreme Court.
Right. Yeah. Heck yeah. He's got a bone to pick. He hates Trump. And,
conservatives. He hates conservatives.
Yes.
So
yes.
They didn't. Could you imagine that idiot on the Supreme Court?
I don't even want to envision that. I'll tell you, though. I really don't. I mean, because here I am. I'm off to a good weekend. I got a few more minutes filling in for Todd, and then I'm planning to make homemade ice cream. We're having people come over,
well,
and now you're going.
You.
Well, no, wait a minute, Patty. Now you go and spoil it with a picture of Merrick Garland in the long black dress. No, I'm not happy about that.
No. And I think that he, you know, he still has that, you know, he's got that thing on his back where he's like, you know, he hates every conservative, and the
sure
administration
does.
That's in there right now is the. I'm 62 years old, Jeff. I've been voting. My first vote was for Reagan.
Okay.
And I voted for the first Bush. I voted for the second Bush, and I regret all that. I regret
wow.
it because
wow.
they're rhinos. Dick Cheney and that stupid Elmer Fudd commercial about his daughter. He looks like Elmer. Would you go? Come on. Would you go hunting with Dick Cheney?
There's not enough. And Patty, I'm going to tell you something. There's not enough blaze orange in the world that I would go hunting with Dick Cheney. Not a.
I know.
Chance.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and he's like, you know, vote for my daughter. I wouldn't vote for her. I wouldn't. I mean, I don't even like him, the warmonger he is, but you know what? When he came up with that commercial, I see him with the cowboy hat, and I'm thinking, all I can think about is when he shot that guy, okay?
I hear you. Patty, I appreciate the call. Listen, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. That's Patty checking in from Iredell County. It's a beautiful place, by the way. just north of Charlotte, WSIC. And that really does stand for Statesville-Iredell County. Now, somebody checking in here, Mitchell, who is from Memphis, listening on the Mighty 990 KWAM, said he didn't really want to go on the air, but he's concerned. He heard me talking with a friend of mine, Virginia State Delegate John McGuire, who's holding a very, very sizable event on Saturday. It's going to be Stand with Trump. Stand up against this. And Mitchell from Memphis says he's concerned that a rally like that could be infiltrated by the Antifa types. I wish I could say he's wrong. I wish I could say that I don't share that concern. Of course I share that concern, but I think we're at a point in this nation where you and I, as proud Americans, as responsible people of faith, as mothers and fathers, we've got to stand up. We can't keep talking ourselves out of taking a stand. You've got to find that courage. You've got to find that that internal integrity. Heck, you remember Vince McMahon? Vince McMahon used to refer to it as testicular fortitude. Maybe not go that far, but you know what I'm saying. You've got to stand up. If, in fact, you can have a Merrick Garland who is looking more and more like Richard Nixon's John Mitchell every day, attacking the former president of the United States, I don't think any of us are safe if that's the way this is going to work. That's dangerous, my friends. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for Todd. You are listening to The Todd Starn Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, live from the Liberty University studio, it is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, always happy to be asked to sit in for my friend Todd. Are you going to stand with former President Trump? This has really been the theme for the last couple of days for many of us, has it not? And I've said this from the very beginning. Those who are not supporters of President Trump should also be outraged by the manner in which this man is treated. It is absolutely, positively absurd to have watched that press conference by Merrick Garland and come away with any degree of confidence whatsoever. He was pale. He was rushed because he wanted to be rushed, because he sure as heck didn't want to be up there. He was late. He took no questions. We chatted a little bit earlier with truly one of the smartest lawyers of God's green earth. My friend Joe Moreno is a former federal prosecutor. He still serves with the United States Army, Judge Advocate General Corps. And he said, listen, even if everything is unsealed, the search warrant, etc., all you're going to see is a description of papers and boxes. But there's not going to be the original affidavit that says, here's why we need these things, here's why we want these things, here's all the real details. So it's kind of going to be like one of those, they call them bingo cards when you move, because you check everything, you punch it on each end. Six boxes of dishes, boom, there they are. So do you stand with former President Trump? I say yes. Congressman Jody Heiss is truly one of the good guys inside our House of Representatives, I think, fighting the good fight on a daily basis. One of the things that he and his fellow members of the House are going to have to deal with is this goofy, misnamed Inflation Reduction Act, right? Craziness. Congressman Heiss joining us. Congressman, thanks for being here, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line.
Great to be with you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is mine. Make no mistake about it. I think the last time that we chatted, I did ask how somebody who is such a committed man of faith stands there in the house and looks around and still feels confident. Because you got to look at some of these people and go, man, I got to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. We have those thoughts on a regular basis. There's no question about that.
So what is happening with what they're now calling the Inflation Reduction Act, which I believe is just Build Back Better with a new and improved name, right?
Yeah, and who in their right mind is not in favor of reducing inflation? I mean, the Democrats are masterful at giving these glorious names that do nothing of what the name implies, but instead all it does is push forward their radical left-wing destructive agenda. And this is yet another case of just that. This is not going to do anything to impact or reduce inflation. In fact, just the opposite. It's going to raise taxes on individuals and businesses. This is going to have just the opposite effect in every way. It pushes Green New Deal stuff, the likes of which we've never seen before, as we all are hearing, the 87,000, Jeff, just the 87,000 new IRS agents whose purpose is not to fill the backlog of a year and a half worth of tax returns, but instead their job is going to be to audit Americans, and the Democrats are saying they're not, they won't be auditing middle class Americans, but that simply is not the case. Even the CBO has come out talking about how these 87,000 new IRS agents are going to be auditing middle, lower class American citizens. It's just absolutely a horrendous piece of legislation, and the Democrats are going to try to push it through this afternoon.
When you talk about middle class people, that's me, Congressman. I suburban, married dad, three kids, you know, love God, love my country, and all those terrible things that I'm not supposed to talk about. But I'll tell you what, I go to the grocery store, I see my friends, my neighbors there, and everybody is thinking the same thing. Man, I don't know if we can afford such and such. I think we got to cut back on lunch meats when we're making sandwiches for the kids to take to school. This is a terrible time in America. Who thinks raising taxes is a good plan?
Well, that's an excellent point. You know, when you have inflation like we have right now, the issues that need to be addressed are stop spending, cut regulations so that businesses can thrive and go forward, you know, cut back on the size of government and liberate the free enterprise system to do its job that it is the best in the world, the greatest economic engine in the history of the world. You've got to release it to do so, and part of that is lowering people's taxes. This bill does just the opposite on all those counts: more regulations, bigger government, and higher taxes. This is going to have just the opposite effect. This is absolutely the worst timing ever to put forth this type of irresponsible legislation at a time when the American economy and American families are suffering to the extent that they currently are.
You know, Congressman, one of the things that hits every one of us out here in the real world, the cost of gasoline has increased, depending on where you are, it's $4, $5 per gallon. And the response from the Democrats was, oh, well, you should just go buy yourself a brand new electric vehicle. And I thought, well, if I don't have the extra $50 a week to fill up the minivan, where do I get the extra $70,000 for one of your new nifty Teslas? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and then you add to that the cost of electric vehicles, but now they're going to tax you more. They're going to tax businesses and the companies that you work for, which is only going to increase the cost of services and products across the country. So it's going to have the opposite effect of lowering costs. It's going to increase costs all across the country in every sector, from food to basic services of utilities and heating and air and all that sort of stuff. Everything is going to go up when people and businesses are taxed more. Right. And so it's not a matter of just not having an extra $50 a month, as difficult as that is. This is going to exacerbate the problem much, much more beyond that.
Jody Heiss is joining us, and the list of distinctions is many. I'm always concerned, am I referring to somebody the right way? What is the highest title? Is it congressman? Is it doctor? I know talk show host does not make it to the top three, so I'm not even going to mention that one. But you are in the middle of all of this, and what I'm trying to figure out, do we have a chance? Are we going to just pump the brakes in November? Are people somehow going to be suckered yet again by the leftists?
Well, listen, I am encouraged on a few fronts. I am seeing the Republican conference unify right now in ways that I haven't seen them do in a long, long time. And as it relates to this specific piece of horrendous legislation, yes, I think we're going to see, be it day one after the November elections or shortly thereafter, there is going to be a move within the Republican Party to dismantle or totally repeal this type of legislation. This is going to be so destructive for the next 6 months, and the Republicans are dealing with it, I believe, at least in meetings and strategy planning. I believe, personally, that regarding the IRS issue, now is the perfect time to resurrect and reintroduce the fair tax, which would totally, absolutely eliminate the IRS and these additional 87,000 agents that are being tasked with auditing all of us as Americans. This is a good time to eliminate the IRS. Let's pass the fair tax and let's be through with this and bring back liberty and freedom as well as fair taxation to the American people. So a lot of different ideas are being thrown around right now. But, yeah, I'm confident that there will be some significant action to dismantle this thing as much as possible after November.
Wow. I love to hear that. Listen, I know you've got to run. You've got to vote against this this boondoggle. I thank you for doing that, and I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Likewise to you, Jeff. Go get them. Keep the torch ablaze.
Thank you, sir. That is Jody Heiss, member of Congress from Georgia. Good guy, solid guy. He's one of the non-attorneys, which is nice. You take a look at Congress, it seems like everybody's an attorney. Jody Heiss, I mentioned, right? His doctorate in ministry. That's pretty impressive. Talk show host, all right, that's not bad. But, you know, a minister, an actual person of faith right there in the den of iniquity that is the House. That's something else. I thank Jody Heiss for joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Let me get to you very quickly here, if that's okay. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. I know Jay has been holding very patiently from Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Jay, thank you for being on the Todd Starnes Show.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed the show very much.
I do as well.
I enjoyed your last guest, too. I wanted to say that what you're talking about, people need to stand up right now is the time that people need to stand up. And
that's right.
I think one of the main things is they need to learn exactly how to stand up. And especially, you know, God's people, you know, the churches, if they would learn how to stand up and get out and make a difference, it would make a big difference in society. But
sure
to stand
would.
Up and go to the voting booth and all that, it's very important that everybody takes part.
I agree with you. I could not agree with you more. Jay, I appreciate the call. Thank you for calling the Todd Starnes Show. Jay is right. We're going to talk more about this. You and I need to stand up. We need to be counted. The time to be afraid, I think, is done. I just don't think we have that benefit anymore. There's a time, I suppose. Everything's going well. People are happy, blah, 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 blah. You go, nah, I don't want to rock the boat. Oh, I'm too busy. I'm going to be sitting out in the sun for a couple of minutes, and I don't want to be bothered with that. Or I'm going to sit inside and watch TV. I told you, best show in the history of television, Better Call Saul. Far better than Breaking Bad ever was, by the way. Best show in the history of television. Absolutely love it. Monday nights, it was appointment viewing, and it still remains appointment viewing for me. It's one of the few things I say, I got to be there in front of it live because I don't want to miss a second. The final episode in the entire series is coming up. I would love to do nothing but talk about that all day. I really would. I can't. Why? Because you and I have got to stand up and be counted. That's what this is about. I'm going to remind you, if you want to shoot me an email, it's easy to do. Just go to thejeffcatshow.com, thejeffcatshow.com. There's a button there. You click, you'll send me an email, thejeffcatshow.com. I'd ask you to follow me on social media. I know Todd's got a gazillion people following him. on Getter. You're looking for The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook as well. And please, make no mistake, you'd better be checking out ToddStarnes.com. Amazing information and some beautiful products as well. You're going to love ToddStarnes.com. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is The Todd Starnes Show. Starn Show, live from the Liberty University Studios. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. A lovely, lovely Friday afternoon. Lovely note here. I just do want to share it with you. James is listening. He said, Jeff, I'm listening to the Todd Starn Show, listening on toddstarnes.com. It's Breath of Honesty. I happen to live in Kannapolis, North Carolina. My question is, how do we get honest elections? I just don't trust the results. Trump is going through what I've lived through. Hospital systems, not much better than the DOJ. Keep on. I am praying for honest elections. Well, I am as well. I think most of us would like to see completely and totally unquestioned elections, right? Even when you lose. That's the thing. You don't win every time. If you've been involved in any sort of politics for any period of time, then you know sometimes you lose. It's the way it is. But you want to know you lost fairly. You want to know that you lost honestly. And then just like losing in a sporting event of some sort, you sort of dust yourself off and you get back in the game. So you're involved in politics, you're running because you think it's the right thing to do, you have these great ideas, you've got beliefs and visions and plans, and you don't win. Oh my gosh, what an awful situation. Yeah, of course you're upset. You should be upset. Because you're convinced your ideas are the best. Okay. And if you can look at it and say, wow, I can't believe that X number of people voted for the other person. You got to go out and educate them. But if we are at a point in this country where we're looking at election results saying, well, I just don't believe any of the election results, that is a huge threat to this nation. Politics goes back and forth. Elections go this way, go that way. But up until recent history, most of us have had an understanding, a belief that, well, we didn't win, but election wasn't stolen. And now you've got millions of people believing that elections are being stolen. So that does have to be remedied. It absolutely has to be addressed. I appreciate James weighing in. James sent an email. He went over to thejeffkatzshow.com. I like the fact he's checking in from Kannapolis. You know, that's Dale Earnhardt's hometown. They've got a big plaza now, Dale Earnhardt Plaza, which pays tribute to his life and all that he was able to accomplish. I think the baseball team in Kannapolis is actually called the Intimidators, if memory serves. I mentioned sitting out on the porch or the deck, right? Beautiful day. Well, that's perhaps what Todd is doing as we speak. You know, one of his favorite sponsors, Life Change Tea, is having their big summer sale. You buy three, you get one free. And so this summer, you can make a commitment to feeling your very best. Life Change Tea, amazing, natural, gentle cleanse. Can use it daily for optimum gut health. And Todd reports he's drinking it every single day. Right combination of 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors. There's natural, there's peppermint, there's pomegranate. Now, Life Change Tea has actually been around since 2007. Made right here in the USA. Easy to brew. You keep it in your fridge. You drink it daily. Summertime. And you always want to have a big glass of tea. And that's why Todd is now drinking Life Change Tea daily. Go to this website, please. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. You're going to use discount code TOD10. You're going to get an additional $10 off plus free shipping. We're talking about a savings over $50. Remember, GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code TOD, T-O-D-D, and the number 10 for an additional $10 off plus free shipping. You absolutely do not want to miss out on that offer. I think people are going to wake up a little bit as we head through the next couple of weeks. I hope that people are going to wake up a little bit as we head through the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months. We're getting into, believe it or not, election season. There is so much that has happened that is wrong. And you and I are going to have an opportunity to pump the brakes. I remind everybody, even if we do what we know we need to do, which is to vote anybody that has a D next to their name out of the House, out of the Senate, we're not stopping all of the insanity. Mr. Magoo remains the driver of the car, and it's still heading for the cliff. By voting the right way in the midterms, we get to pump the brakes, though. Maybe save the nation. Well, that sounds like a worthwhile effort, don't you think? Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show. Show live from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Fantastic day, right? Everything is right with the world. Not quite, but, you know, we're making progress. Now, I had a couple of little snippets I just had to share with you. Some of the stuff that I watched, I listened to, and I thought, really? Like, with a total straight face, the reporting by some of the members of the legacy news media is so far off the charts bad that if, in fact, there was some sort of a rule, some sort of a law about journalistic malpractice, these would be the folks who would be charged at a felony level, I should point out, because it's just bat crap crazy. Let me start with ABC. Remember them? Used to be a big-time news operation. Cut number one, please.
To Afghanistan, and as we prepare to mark 1 year since that chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Taliban now fully in control, and our chief foreign correspondent, Ian Pannell, tonight, back on the ground there and reporting in today on what he has seen already.
David, on one level, the city looks similar to this time last year. But if you look again, today, the troops driving around in those pickups, some of them carrying American-made weapons, are the Taliban. And it's clear that a little over a week since Al-Qaeda's leader was taken out here in a U.S. drone strike, that the terrorists have a safe haven again, although the Taliban's insisting that Afghanistan won't be used to plot attacks on America. Afghanistan has become this country of broken promises and lost dreams. Girls unable to finish their high school education, women forced to live life behind the veil, and over 90% of the population lacking reliable access to food. Some aid agencies are warning that the humanitarian crisis here could now kill far more Afghans than the past 20 years of war. David?
Well, Ian Pannell, who is now our chief foreign correspondent, leading our coverage there in Afghanistan 1 year later. Ian, thank you.
Yeah, Ian, thank you for avoiding the big part of that. That's Joe Biden's mess. How the heck do you report on that story and not point out that Joe Biden, remember him playing the part of the president this year, the presidential meat puppet? How do you report on what has happened to Afghanistan in the last year without also pointing out that it's Joe Biden who did that? Journalistic malpractice. Both of those guys should hang their heads in shame. They really should. If there were anybody at that operation that, was actually a journalist or a reporter, you'd call each of them in and say, hey, don't take this the wrong way, but what the hell were you guys doing? How could you do that? You know, the only thing that amazed me is how they actually did not blame Donald Trump. Oh, I know Donald Trump had nothing to do with it, but it doesn't make any difference. Normally, they blame him for everything. Do you understand how firmly protected Joe Biden is? And I don't mean by the Secret Service, and what have you. I mean by media. The legacy news media comprised of bottom-feeding, bilge-water-drinking hacks. Complete and total slugs. The worst of the worst. There's no reporting being done by those folks. It's this regurgitation on demand of DNC talking points. That's all they do. You just heard the latest example. But you avoid the biggest part of that story for some reason. You've thrown that entire nation into a downward spiral. You've allowed murderous thugs to take complete and total control. You left them $85 billion worth of American military equipment. God knows how many Americans we lost as a result of Joe Biden's folly. But all is okay. All is okay. You know when girls were going to school? When Donald Trump was president. Because he kept the Taliban under control. It's just it's an outrage. Well, let me phrase it. It ought to be an outrage. Sadly, it's probably not an outrage for most people. And most people go blissfully on their way. Well, I'm not going to vacation in Afghanistan, Jeff. Okay, well, I got that. Speaking of embarrassments, remember Anthony Fauci? You remember. Oh, everybody knew Anthony Fauci for a while. Despicable little guy. He's the guy that initially said there's no reason at all to wear masks. Then he got his talking points from the leftists. Then he decided, well, everybody ought to wear a mask. You know what? In fact, everybody ought to wear two masks. No, three masks. No, four. 10 masks. A minimum of 10 masks every day. Three pairs of underwear. And put yourself inside of a Ziploc freezer bag. I don't know. Whatever the latest one. Oh, and hide under your bed. Remember that? We all lost about 2 years worth of life as a result of this guy. Despicable. Despicable guy. Well, now COVID's a joke. See, COVID theater has apparently ended. The run of COVID theater is over. And we can all get back on with our lives. And isn't it convenient as well that CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, rolling everything back just about 90 days before the midterm elections? The timing on all of this is just priceless. Anyway, so take a listen. Cut number two, please.
We're at the epicenter of the initial outbreak. WA1, Washington 1, is considered the ancestral model strain.
I developed the ancestral model strain. I created it.
That's right. You let it loose.
I was in my kitchen.
You let it loose. Yeah. Right. Okay. Gain of function. Here we come. Right. You're making arancia, Italian meatballs, and that's a gain of function.
Really? Is it just me? And you got millions of people that died. You've told us it's the worst thing ever on the face of the planet. God, what a despicable display. Yeah, I whipped it up in my kitchen. He really is a horrible person. I'm sorry. I wish I didn't say that. You know, I sit here and I think, man, come on, Jeff, you got to be a better person than that. You shouldn't say that. Well, I have to say that. What a terrible, terrible guy. Right? On the one hand, millions of people are dead and somehow you and I are responsible because we didn't die of COVID. Right? That was the push for a while. Remember all the guilt? Oh, you got to keep everything closed. We'll have to destroy a few more businesses, but, you know, it's all worth it. Well, now everything's just back to normal. We joke about it. Everything's fine. And you and I guess, are we off the hook? I don't know. We've talked a little bit, and I know Todd talks just about every single day about some of the phonies. And it's not just the left. I mean, you and I may think initially, no, the leftists are hypocrites. They are. But the worst of the hypocrites truly are those who continue to tell you that they're Republicans or they're conservatives, and they're not anything even remotely resembling a Republican, let alone a conservative. I've got another little snippet here. Cut number three, please.
if we put the right candidate forward that's got solutions, that's energetic, that's not 78 or 82 years old, they certainly have lost their best fastball. So let's get somebody that's capable of leading this country in the right direction, helping our inflation issues, puts us back on the map with national security, understands immigration, the realities of immigration. We got a chance to convince the middle and win for decades. But it's going to take time to get there, and the quality of a candidate still matters. If we win the House and we shove a bunch of Marjorie Taylor Greens in there, we're going to be embarrassed as Republicans for the next couple of years.
Essie, is the time running out? Is the clock running out? I mean, obviously the primaries are coming up, the midterm elections. 2024, I mean, it's still 2 years away, but everyone's looking towards that to figure out what's going to happen next. Is the shot clock going to run out? I hate to mix analogies. You used the baseball one, Lieutenant Governor, but I'm going to go to a different one. Is the shot clock running out here?
Listen, 2024 is around the corner, and Trump is really the only one who has expressed an interest in getting in to the race. Everyone else seems a little cautious around him. So if he has no competition in a party that wants no competition of ideas anymore, then, you know, then we know where this is going. It's pretty inevitable.
Really? She was telling everybody how the Republican Party is over. Look, you guys don't like where the Republican Party is headed, or the Democrat Party, or whatever party you're a member of, and you don't like where they're headed, then that's fantastic. You got to stand up, and you participate. You fight back. You contest things. But when that contesting is over, and that's what it is all a contest, when it's over, then you stand back and say, okay, I'm on the team, or I'm off the team. Those are your two options. And if you choose to be off the team, I will shake your hand and wish you well. And I hope you have a long, happy, healthy life. But please, don't spend your time inside the party trashing the party. That's not the way this works if you want to be successful. It just doesn't. Some great emails flowing in. I'll be happy to get to them. TheJeffCatShow.com. TheJeffCatShow.com is where you go. You just click on the button there, the contact button. I'll be happy to share them. TheJeffCatShow.com. Again, on social media, Getter, you're looking for The Jeff Cat Show. On Facebook, you're looking for The Jeff Cat Show. And while you are online, please make sure that you are checking out Everything Todd. That is really the most important part of your online adventure today. Go to ToddStarnes.com. ToddStarnes.com. It is Jeff Katz. Happy to be sitting in for Todd. It's the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show, live from the Liberty University Studios. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Oh, indeed I am. Some wonderful notes coming in. By the way, somebody just sent me a note here. John sent a note. He said, Jeff, all right, I did what you said. I went to a Getter. I'm looking at you there. I'm looking at you on Twitter, looking at you on Facebook. What is this give, send, go stuff? I said, oh, I forgot. I've got that pinned. Give, send, go is the faith-based alternative to GoFundMe, right? You've heard about GoFundMe, and you've heard them say, oh, we don't like what that campaign is doing, or we don't like what those people believe, and we're going to shut it down. Give, send, go is exactly the opposite. Give, send, go is really comprised of people of faith, and then you can start campaigns there the same way you would do on the other sites. And I actually started one. I believe to the bottom of my heart, to my core, that my true calling in life, if you will, is not necessarily just talk radio. I mean, I love doing talk radio. This is what I've done for years, and I always love doing it. But I'm the dad to a severely disabled young lady. And I've dealt with so many people who are families that they're just brand new to this experience. And they don't know where to go. They don't know how to go. They lose hope. You'd be amazed at the number of families that split up, moms and dads who get divorced because they just can't deal with it, and families doing other things that are detrimental. So I actually set up this Give, Send, Go thing. It's called GiveSendGo.com/HelpJeffHelp. GiveSendGo.com/HelpJeffHelp. And I am trying to raise funds so that I can complete some additional training to help me to help more families with disabled kids. So that's what that is. If you're interested, fantastic. I would appreciate it. If you're not, it's okay. No harm, no foul. I promise I'm still going to wish you a very, very happy day and a wonderful weekend. But if you are interested in learning more, it's givesendgo.com/help Jeff help. Can I share just a little giggle? Cut number four, please.
A former president once claimed innocent people don't plead the fifth. So what does that say about him after he invoked the Fifth Amendment hundreds of times during his deposition with the state of New York yesterday? Yeesh. Walls are closing in. Does he still think it's disgraceful?
400 times over disgraceful.
Does he think it's something you only do if you're guilty?
400 times guilty.
And does he still think it's something that the mob does?
400 times.
Well,
is he mobbed up?
We'll get into that.
Is that what he's telling us? Is this confession?
Well, I do agree. The walls are closing in on him.
I think the Georgia investigation is at least the one that is the most imminent. I don't know that ultimately it'll be the one that is the most significant or brings the most prison time, but I think that's the one that's moving the most quickly.
How many times have we heard that phrase? The walls are closing in. Of course, the first part of that little skit, it's almost like an SNL skit back when SNL was almost sort of kind of funny. That was Mr. and Mrs. Mika. And they're a team now, as you know. They get together and they say stupid stuff. And then the other one goes, oh, yeah, I agree with that. The walls are closing in. You know where the walls are closing in? I think the walls are closing in on common sense at this point. If you're not concerned with the continual attacks on the former president of the United States, and I think you've got a problem. If you are an honest person, if you are a fair person, if you are a person who believes in our nation and our shared values, then you need to stand up and defend people, including Donald Trump. If you are someone who voted against Donald Trump, if you are someone who stood up and said, I don't like him, and there are plenty of people who said that, if you were to have a shred of integrity, you would stand up in defense of Donald Trump. Look, I was chatting with Alan Dershowitz the other day. Nobody's going to accuse Alan Dershowitz of being part of our vast right-wing conspiracy, right? You know what Dershowitz said about all this nonsense? Dershowitz said that there should be no disqualification of Donald Trump. That he, Alan Dershowitz, as a proud liberal Democrat, as a happy liberal Democrat, even though he doesn't get invited to any of their parties anymore, he said he should have the right to vote against Donald Trump in an election. And you and I should have the ability to vote for or against him. This should not be played out with this January 6th miniseries nonsense. It shouldn't be played out with the other things that are going on. You don't like him? Don't vote for him. You do like him? Vote for him. I mean, it does come down to something that simple, that basic. That's what this nation is about. Or at least it used to be. If we want to make sure at some point it returns to that, then you better make sure that every single member of the House, every single member of the Senate that's got a D next to their name, I hate to say it, but every one of them's got to be shown the door. They got to be kicked to the curb. And even that doesn't change everything 100%. All it does, as the presidential meat puppet continues in his post, Mr. Magoo driving the car, all it does is gets us to tap those brakes so he cannot send us over the edge. Oh, he's still going to try. But this is the first step. You got to pump the brakes a little bit. And that's really the reality of this. So, how do you stay in touch? Getter, if you would. Follow The Jeff Katz Show. Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show. GiveSendGo.com/HelpJeffHelp. Yes, I want to give that a plug as well. Thanks so much to Grace and Kyle and, of course, my dear friend Todd. I hope you have a blessed day and weekend. It is Jeff in for Todd, and this is The Todd Starnes Show.